Hi, my name is Allison Mead, and welcome to What She Said, an episode of the LA FBI's podcast series. The Los Angeles Female Playwrights Initiative is dedicated to encouraging and promoting the work of female playwrights. And today I'm going to be speaking with Jeanette Rizzi, whose play Blindsided is part of the Hollywood Fringe Festival. Jeanette's a writer and performer, originally raised by a monk and a nun in Florida. She moved to LA at 23 and honed her skills in acting classes and open mics around the city. Her comedy credits include Florida's Funniest Comedian semifinalist, Time Warner On Demand Comedy Contest sixth place, Cleveland Comedy Festival finalist, Tickled Pink Comedy Contest finalist, and Laughing Devil Comedy Festival featured comedian. She's also hosted the Ovarian Cancer Circles comedy event with Sinbad, and Blindsided is her first original one-woman show. Blindsided is part solo show and part personal journey, beginning with your early life in Florida. And so I wondered if you could give us an idea of where the original idea came from and how you developed it into its current form.
Well, originally, when people found out that my mother was a nun and my father was a monk, they would always be saying, you need to write a book. You need to write a book. And I had always been, you know, taking notes. And as my life changed from its ups and its downs, I took notes and I took notes. And then I saw John Leguizamo's Sexaholics, and when I saw that one-person show, I was completely inspired, and I thought, nope, I'm not going to write a book. I'm going to write a solo show.
How long did that process take you?
10 years.
Wow, okay.
Quite a long time.
I'm sorry?
It took quite a long time to get the show, you know, completely written and then finished and ready for the stage.
Yeah. Well, very early on in life, you experienced a great loss as your friend Katie committed suicide. So without giving too much of the show away, I wondered if you could talk about what that meant to you as a person and how it subsequently shaped you as an artist.
Well, as a person, I mean, I was so young to experience that loss. So it really, in a sense, I mean, that's where the title came from. It blindsided me, and it, you know, unfortunately, I had to become strong very young. When you're young, you don't realize how young you are when these things happen. But looking back now, I thought, wow, I kind of grew up really, really quick. After she passed away. And then just as an artist, it helped me because I had to find a way to deal with all of the pain. So luckily for me, it was easier to deal with the pain by kind of making jokes and comedy and writing it out of, you know, my soul, essentially.
Well, you also donated a lot of money to suicide foundations in Florida and California over the years. How has it been melding your art with your charity work?
Well, it's what's inspired me. I think it took a lot of the stress off of, you know, constantly as an artist pressuring yourself to be perfect all the time and, you know, making sure you deliver every performance to the best of your ability. Instead of being like that, I was like, before I take the stage each time, it's just, you know, I'm here for a good cause and I'm going to do the best I can. And whether or not my performance is perfect, at least at the end of the night, I've done some good to help people and possibly prevent, you know, other girls from going through what I went through.
Yeah. Well, you decided to bring Blindsided to the Hollywood Fringe Festival this year. So I wondered how that kind of seemed like the perfect time, perfect place for this to be seen.
Well, I've done a few prior to it, just kind of tester shows and getting it ready, but it's finally completely finished. And, you know, someone had suggested that I try to get my show into it. And I thought, well, this is a great venue because the energy is going to be exciting. And there are a lot of people there bringing their shows for the first time. So, you know, I'm not going to be the underdog and the energy will be great and maybe it'll make it a smoother beginning for me. So that's when I decided, well, let me put it into the Fringe and kind of get the word out there and also meet other people who are going through the same experiences that I am.
And do you mean the stuff in your personal life or the stuff artistically?
Artistically.
Okay. How has the experience been so far for you?
It's been really fun. I mean, everybody is great who I've met, and you know, I've enjoyed seeing the show evolve through the Fringe, and I've learned a lot. I mean, this is the first time I worked hand-in-hand with someone who does lighting, so that was a really cool experience because I learned the lighting and the lighting tech and the actress in this one-woman show are kind of like a piano player and a singer, and I had to stay in sync with him because if I got off, I threw him off, so that was all very, you know, a really great learning experience, and just watching the reviews from all the shows come in, it's just exciting, and I've really loved every minute of it.
And so, lastly, I always love to ask people a lot of questions, but we have a short period of time in a podcast. I, I'd like to ask everybody if they're working on anything new in the future that we might be able to look forward to.
I'm currently really focused on getting the word of Blindsided out there, and you know, my focus is hitting as many fringe festivals as I can, mm-hmm. and hopefully, you know, taking it all the way for a big run. And then after I finish that, I have planned on kind of doing a follow-up show, which is basically about, you know, females and dealing with the way people view them and their sexuality. So that will be coming out after I lay Blindsided to rest, but that won't be anytime soon.
And so what fringe festivals are you going to be hitting next so that we can just let people know?
My packet is going out tomorrow for the New Orleans Fringe Festival, and I'm also going to submit to Seattle and San Francisco and Chicago.
Cool. Very cool. Okay. Well, we will definitely look forward to that. So thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today, and I hope that your next run is a fantastic one wherever it is.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Blindsided stars Jeanette Rizzi, and though her Hollywood Fringe dates are finished for now, she's going to be doing more shows later this year. To stay in contact with her and find out more about her upcoming performances, visit Jeanette on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Jeanette.Rizzi. For more information about LAFPI's resources, activities, and opportunities, please visit www.lafpi.com.